It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Hey, let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there this morning, Josh?
Doing all right. It's a nice day considering it's the rest of the week is going to be
colder. Yeah, considering it's like 3 degrees or something. I haven't looked at the temperature lately. I don't even want to know.
Is it Wednesday or Thursday, a high of -7?
Something like that, yeah.
3 to 5 inches of snow on Wednesday with up to 50-mile-an-hour gusts.
Yep, something like that. So
yeah,
it's winter. It's not even winter yet, I guess. It's still fall, isn't it? We haven't even the first day of winter.
Two more days.
Yeah, okay.
It'll officially be winter.
All right, then it'll start.
Then I can start ice fishing.
See, there's some good stuff there.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, let's salute a veteran today, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Specialist Second Class Elwood Robert Sather. I'm not sure how he pronounced it. Elwood was born on September 30th, 1923, here in Madison, passed away.
That was Sather, I believe, over here. Sather's in Dawson, and Sather's over in Madison.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
You're
depending on the family.
You've been in Madison longer than I have, so you probably
when you're
know
in
better.
The radio business, you kind of got to figure that out,
because,
you know, newspaper, you can get away with that.
He was born September 30th, 1923, here in Madison, passed away on December 11th, 2000. He entered active duty in the United States Navy on December 15th, 1944, was honorably discharged a year and 10 months later on September 28th, 1946, at Great Lakes, Illinois. He was a physical training instructor. When I was in the service, you know, we all had to do physical training. I didn't like that.
Well, it's probably important to be physically fit.
It was. In the military, absolutely, yeah, right? It was. But
it's a lot of work, right?
Just looking back, I'm like, yeah, I never liked to run. I never liked to, but, you know, I lift weights, but, you know, all the other stuff I didn't care for. But anyways, he was a physical training instructor. I found this kind of interesting. He was stationed with the Naval ROTC unit in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Ann Arbor, Michigan is the University of Michigan. Was it the Wolverines? Go Blue?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was also stationed aboard the USS Mount McKinley, which was a command post ship, as well as the USS LST 388, which was a tank landing ship during World War II. Some medals and ribbons that he earned were the American Air Campaign Ribbon and the World War II Victory Medal. So we thank you, Elwood, for your service and sacrifice for this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. And thanks to all the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about the subject at hand. The VA is to begin processing PACT Act benefit claims for terminally ill veterans.
December 12th, the VA sent out a news release announcing that terminally ill veterans who have presumptive conditions that are listed under the PACT Act, which was signed into law on August 10th, will be considered for disability compensation prior to the January 1 date that these conditions go into effect. VA announced it'll begin processing PACT Act benefit claims for eligible terminally ill veterans. While VA does not have the authorities or capabilities to begin fully processing PACT Act claims for all other veterans until January 1st, VA was able to expedite processing for terminally ill veterans to December 12th. This ensures terminally ill veterans will receive their earned benefits and health care on the earliest possible date. According to the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Dennis McDonough, these veterans have stepped up to serve our country in the times when we needed them most. Now it's our job to step up for them. It's the right thing to do to get these heroes the world-class health care and benefits they've earned as soon as possible, and that's exactly what we're going to do. December 12th is the earliest date VA could begin processing these claims for terminally ill vets. Until January 1st, VA will only finalize decisions on PACT Act claims that result in a grant of benefits for terminally ill veterans. Claims that cannot be granted immediately will be held for further evaluation after publication of sub-regulatory guidance implementing the PACT Act. I have at least half a dozen claims pending right now that are waiting for January 1st to go into effect for these PACT Act claims, including, Agent Orange in Thailand, some radiation exposure veterans, a couple of Iraq Afghanistan veterans as well. So VA can begin processing these all other PACT Act claims on January 1st, VA will continue prioritizing, they'll also prioritize PACT Act claims filed by veterans with cancer, veterans experiencing homelessness, veterans older than 85 years old, veterans experiencing a financial hardship, and Medal of Honor and Purple Heart recipients. From the moment that the PACT Act was signed into law, VA's priority has been getting veterans the benefits they deserve as quickly as possible. VA sped up the timeline for veterans to get their PACT Act benefits by several years by deciding not to phase in PACT Act benefits through 2026, as written into the legislation. Instead, make all conditions in the PACT Act presumptive on August 10th, the date the president signed it into law. Since President Biden signed the PACT Act into law on August 10th, more than 176,000 veterans have applied for PACT Act-related benefits. VA is currently executing the largest veteran outreach campaign in its history to inform veterans and their families and survivors about PACT Act and encourage them to apply for health care and benefits that they've earned. As part of that effort, VA is hosting more than 90 events across 50 states, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico as part of a PACT Act Week of Action that took place last week. You can go to va.gov/PACT for more information on PACT Act benefits. You can also call my office, or they may call 1-800-MY-VA-411 at any time. And, of course, contact our office, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Icy level?
Icy, yep. Be careful. But
white,
there's
white and icy.
Yeah, there's salt and grit out there. So,
I'm sure Kenny and Lyndon do a good job.
Absolutely. They do a fantastic job keeping the parking lots clear and the entryways open. So hats off to them.
Right.
Except, you know, my hat's staying on.
Yeah, you better leave your hat on. Your head will get chilly.
It's amazing how much
all your hair is on your chin.
It's amazing how much heat is lost from the top of your head. I didn't realize that until you're bald.
Yep.
So you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. Or you can call the Veterans Linkage Line as well. 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org.
All right. Then our next show will be after Christmas, so... I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. It was the start of Hanukkah today. So
happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah to...
Or whatever else you might celebrate. Hope you have a great holiday.
Absolutely.
And we do want to mention that Emily Hansen's whipping up a meal for those alone at Christmas time again, as she's been doing for many, many years.
Yes, the VFW sponsors that.
Yep.
And it's always a good turnout, and they always have more than enough volunteers. But
coming up on Christmas Day, which is Sunday.
Yep, Sunday.
And you should get your reservations in. They'd like to get reservations in by Wednesday if you can't call Emily or call the VF, but
make sure there's enough food for everybody. There usually is, but just to be safe.
I know they usually take walk-ins too, but it's if you know you're coming, give them a call.
Yes, please.
All right. Well, thanks, Josh. Again, Merry Christmas, and we will see you. It won't be the new year yet, but one more show this year, I guess.
Sounds good. We will be closed Monday because of the Christmas holiday.
Okay.
So we'll have to. Use the magic of radio.
Open Tuesday.
Yep.
All right. Very good. We'll see you then.
Thank you.
Josh Benegal, Lackbarrow Veterans Service Officer, with us today on Vets Info on the Air.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lackbarrow County Post 1656, and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your